I'm Ange.
I'm Bev.
And welcome to Fuck It, We're 50.
Welcome, world.
Welcome, world.
Welcome, world. Okay, so tonight, do you want to start with something juicy or something bad?
Let's start with something juicy.
Okay. So I'm on a couple of, I'm on dating apps. And in order to, find a date, you got to talk to multiple people at once. That's just the way it is. Because I'm not going to be, person to person. I'll be 90 until I get a date if I did that, right? So I had been talking to this one gentleman for a few weeks, just on the app. And then he was like, well, do you want to exchange numbers? Sure. I felt safe enough at that point to exchange phone numbers. I was like, cool. So a couple of conversations via phone, and then I get this message on the app.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to read this.
All right.
Hi.
And I haven't heard this yet, so this should be good. Okay.
Hi, this is his girlfriend.
Oh.
I'm sure you're probably meeting with him today. When I met him on this dating site 3 years ago, he was married. He never told me until we started living together. Here's my number, and I'll show you pictures to prove that we're together. First of all, red flag, if you were married and what they do with you, they'll do to you kind of thing.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have done that. Second of all, you don't need to show me any pictures. That's fine. Block, block, block.
Oh my gosh. So this is the second time, but actually encountering somebody
that was legitimately in a relationship.
Yes,
or married.
Or married.
Yeah.
I'm sure it happens every day, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, wow.
So you didn't respond to her or anything?
No, because I'm certainly not going to get in the middle of that mess, because that's messy. And you don't need to prove to me anything. But I wasn't meeting up with him. I never met him at all.
That was my next question. Were you scheduled to meet
up with him? No. So whoever he was going to meet that day wasn't me.
Oh gosh, but it was probably somebody else.
It had to be somebody else. I mean, why else would he be on a dating site? He's looking for something.
What a scumbag.
Scumbag. That's it. That's all I have to report.
You have a lot of control. You know, I could see some women who would really want to smear him and go on to social media platforms other than a dating app and just be like, this guy's a pig.
Right. There's no sense in that, because she obviously knows that.
Right.
That's how she got him. He was married when they got together. But what's the point? Because pigs are going to be pigs. Whether you smear their name or not, they're still going to be pigs. So it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
I can't imagine, though, what that was like just to get that message and open it up.
Cool. Something to talk about on the podcast. This is exciting. No.
That's
ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, and
I just have to laugh. It's just so funny.
But I was going to add, though, too, and I say at our age, which I don't mean that's derogatory or negative, but being the fact that we say, fuck it, we're 50 because we're tired of bullshit. Like, you don't need the drama in your life. So,
and you think at our age, and I even put it on my profile, please have a job. Please have a place to live on your own, not with other people, because we know people that live with other people. Have a car. Have something going for yourself. And then I put on there, it's a shame that I even have to put this for men my age.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
When you're middle 50, what the fuck are you doing if you don't have the bare minimum of things that an adult should have?
Right. And that's what I was going to add, is that you're not looking for stability. You're not looking for somebody to pay your way or a sugar daddy. Just the essentials.
I would
that
just
you
like somebody like on my level.
Right.
You don't have to be a billionaire.
Right.
I get that. But at least have the same as I have. Let's go into this as equals. It's so crazy. It's crazy. The dating pool is not filled with piss. It's filled with shit. It's filled with toxic waste. It's not good.
Now not good. I can really understand why you have said, you know what? I don't need this.
So many times I'm like, this is effing stupid. I'm done. Because it just, it's literally like a job at this point. It's not even a fun job. Not even a good job. And some guys talk to you and talk to you and talk to you and talk to you and never ask me on a date. I'm not asking you out. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm just not doing that.
So you're not a woman of the 2026 I'll go out year
with and... somebody if they ask me. But if they don't ask me, I'm not asking them. Period. Okay. Point blank, period. That's not happening.
So traditional you are.
Yeah. And what are you on a dating site? I don't need a pen pal.
Okay. So I'm going to ask a question here. Have you had anybody ask you for pictures?
No. So like nothing, sexual pictures? Yes, no.
Racy.
I had one guy that I had been talking to. This was a while ago. He was really nice. And then he got like gross with it. Like gross about sex and all that. I was like, I haven't even met you. Ew.
Almost sounds like he was grooming you.
Yeah, so like, no. Gross. No. And anyway, I had gastric bypass. I lost a lot of weight. Nobody wants to see this. From like my nipples to my knees is a hot fucking mess. But all the way around. Like I'll send you a calf pic. That's pretty sexy. I mean, and maybe like my shoulder. That's it. That's all you're getting. Because the rest of me looks like a fucking the Pillsbury Doughboy.
You could send your breasts because they do look amazing.
Oh, the boobs do look good. I paid for those to look good. But the rest of me, no. Looks like focaccia bread. I'm not sending pictures of that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, but I was really curious. I was wondering if that was the case, though, too. Because there are just so many...
pigs.
Yes. There's no other way to put it.
Or if they... I've never had anybody send me a dick pic, either.
Oh, thank God, huh?
I would probably laugh my ass off. I would laugh so hard, I'd probably pee myself. I'd just... like, what's the point of that?
I just want one
to
my
Who
phone.
Wants to look at that? Yeah. No. Get out of here. I wish somebody would, though. If you want to send me one, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God. Tune in next time. Maybe Ange will have received a dick pic.
That would be fun.
Although, I don't think we could post that on our website.
No, we can't post that. We might could blur it out. Do you recognize this penis?
This man belonged to you?
Right. Probably. They're probably married.
Have you suspected that he's on a dating site?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's crazy. They need to bring that show Cheaters back. Remember Cheaters?
No.
You never watched that?
I don't know that show.
Bev!
When was it on?
If you don't Google it, it's the second we get done here tonight and watch those episodes.
Okay.
So people would write in to, I forget what his name was. The name escapes me. And they'd be like, yeah, I think my boyfriend's cheating or my husband's cheating or my wife is cheating because they caught women too. And what they would do is they would surveil these people and then they would like pop up on them on a date, like in a bar or at a restaurant and be like, you're on Cheaters. And then like all the lights and cameras would come in and the other person would be like, why the fuck are you cheating on me? I can't believe you. We have three kids at home. Blah, 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 blah. And they'd be like, I'm not talking to you right now with all these cameras around. It was wild.
Okay, I do have to look that.
You have to. Oh, boy, you have to. There has to be some streaming site somewhere that has those episodes, because you would love it. Yeah, it's the I think not even the act of cheating itself. It's the lying and the complete, you know, lack of respect for your partner when you do that. Because you have to lie about it.
Yeah.
You're not going to be like, hey, I'm going to go fuck my girlfriend tonight. You can't say that unless you're in an open relationship and you both agree to it.
Yeah. I wonder, statistically speaking, how many open relationships.
I don't know. I don't want to be in one.
No.
I don't want to have any weird kinks because I'm just too old for that. I can't do things like I used to be. I can't bend in ways. And I'm certainly not bringing other people or animals, or any kind of weird shit into my bedroom. Period. Men, I'm telling you, some men are gross. Gross.
Okay, well, enough about that topic there, okay. I guess. We can move on.
Move on. We could talk about my breakfast, my new breakfast choice.
Okay.
So, I have changed, you know, I've eaten oatmeal every day. I eat oatmeal every day for like a decade. But I'm going to change now to chia seed pudding. Chia seeds, vanilla, Greek yogurt, coconut milk, and vanilla. That's it. And I put berries on top. So we'll see what happens with that.
I'm not a real big fan of pudding, but I mean, that sounds good.
It's almost like a tapioca pudding consistency, actually. Because the chia seeds are in there.
You're right.
Which I love tapioca pudding, so it works for me. Some people would be put off by it.
Okay.
But I like it.
But you had indicated before, though, that your cholesterol is really super good. And yes. Your sugar. And you've been eating oatmeal like that for a decade.
For a decade. Yeah.
So I need to ramp mine up. And chia seeds, they're omega-3 fatty acids that promote heart health, digestive health, and weight management.
Ooh.
So that's excellent. I do put chia seeds and flaxseed in my yogurt and things when I eat that. And well, in some of the meals that I'm preparing actually has flaxseed I added in. But the chia seeds, yeah, that's
the only thing I knew they were for was chia. To smear, smear on some clay and put some hair on things. But I was looking at these TikToks about chia seed pudding. I'm like, that looks really good. And it's supposed to keep you fuller longer so that you don't want to snack. Which is, I need help with that.
Yeah. I may have to try that. So, you know, where'd you get the recipe for that? Or
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I got it.
And it says that chia seed's good for inflammation, too. I always need that.
So, okay. Yeah, I think everybody could use that.
Yeah.
For sure. So then, well, you're going to get your results.
Yes. Tomorrow I'm going to get my results. My lipid protein panel, I guess, so I can see what type of cholesterol I have. Mm-hmm. Big and sticky or
big and
small
sticky.
And not sticky or whatever. Yeah, and then I'll go from there. So I don't know what I'll end up ultimately doing, but I'm losing weight. Now, a little bit probably from the meal change and stuff. So I don't know that I'll go for the GLP-1. First of all, I don't want to pay that kind of money.
Right.
I just don't.
What about the hormones? $60
a month or something. The hormones, I probably should. I mean, my hot flashes have been really bad lately. It's almost like they come back a little bit. And honestly, I've been saying some really stupid shit lately. So it's like I feel like I'm back in the brain fog area again. I'll say something and then I'm like, what the hell was that about?
Right.
That's and then I think about it all day, like, oh, how stupid that must have sounded.
Well, you can't beat yourself up.
Yeah. So I probably should. And also just for the interest of sex. I am married and he has his own needs and desires.
And you're like, meh.
Yeah, well, you know, and but the thing about men and like for women who are going through this too, you know, and if your husband or your significant other gets really upset with you, I don't know that they necessarily believe us when I say, hey, look, I'm trying to fix this too, because I want to want this too.
But I just don't feel like that anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's out of your control. It's not like you can just flip the switch and go, okay, I'm in a mood tonight.
Right.
You know, tomorrow night, get the fuck away from me. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
I just said to my husband the other day, sometimes I think I'm trying too hard. And he goes, well, what do you mean? And I said, you can't really explain it, but really you're trying, you're hoping that your body's going to respond in a way that it's naturally supposed to.
And it, like you're forcing it.
Yeah. And it puts a lot of pressure on your mental state at the time.
Yeah.
So
it is because your body's not cooperating with you. Body's not cooperating with you in any shape or form. And that's so frustrating.
Yes. Yeah. And I know there's every type of thing over the counter. You can use this and that, but I am not one for that. I don't care for those products.
Right.
Whether gel-based or water-based. I just...
That's why I think, like, with the hormones, it gets to the root problem.
Yes.
Let's not put a Band-Aid over a broken arm. Let's get to the root problem and fix it.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I've been on it for a month. My sleep has improved tremendously, first of all. I feel like my brain fog has improved, but there is a side effect that I had for a little bit of time, maybe 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
I told you the other day. My nipples itch so bad. That's right. I was literally wanting to itch them off my body. I said, Dominique, I'm going to itch my nipples off. She goes, that's perfectly normal. I'm like, okay. Well, it's driving me crazy. So, but
I can't imagine that. Yeah, that's going to be the worst feeling. You can't just reach over and scratch it.
I guess it's just because the hormones stimulate those areas of your body. I don't know, but it was bad. It's fine now.
Okay.
It's gone away. Completely gone.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit of a hiccup I had to get through. And I would exchange that for better sleep and being able to have less brain fog.
Yeah, although I am curious because there have been a couple times within the past month that I know it's like 10:30, 11 o'clock and you're still sending a text or something, which I always think that's very unusual for you, Ange, right, because you're usually an early bedtimer.
Right.
So
I don't have to go to bed as early now because I'm actually sleeping when I get to bed.
That's where I was going to go with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that
I can go to bed at 11 and sleep till like 4, which doesn't sound like a lot to some people, but I was up literally every hour for the last 6 years. So for me to get actually a hunk of sleep at all, even if it's 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever, that's huge. Huge.
So is that your average number of hours of sleep per night?
No, because then I'll go back to sleep. Like if I wake up, I'll wake up and then I'll go back to sleep till 6:30. I usually get up.
Okay. So,
yeah. But before I was up, like I would go to bed at 9. I'm up at 10. I'm up at 11. I'm up at 12. You know what I mean? I'm not really getting any sleep because I'm not staying asleep long enough to get restorative sleep where I am now. So.
That's really good.
Yeah. I mean, it takes time for all that to work itself out, but that was exciting. So
that's the last thing people want to hear because I'm an instantaneous person.
I know.
I have no patience whatsoever.
You want to like take a pill and then
right.
No, it doesn't work like that. But you know, I mean, I've been perimenopause, menopause, whatever, postmenopause. This has been like a 6-7 year span, so I can't expect it to reverse itself overnight.
And just to reiterate, you are only using the estrogen and progesterone, right? You're not taking the testosterone.
I didn't need testosterone.
Right.
My testosterone levels were fine.
Gotcha.
Some people's aren't. And that's why I don't understand how like these online places can just prescribe you stuff without looking at your blood work.
Right.
Because they don't. They're just like, oh, this is what you have. Okay, take all three of these things. But you don't know.
Right.
Unless you do your blood work, you don't know. That's why I'm glad we have a resource and a place to go, and they're really thorough. So there's that. And then I have a family member. He's young. He's going through seizure disorder right now. And so that got me thinking because I was seeing all these people then having seizures, and I thought, what is going on? There was a lady that had a seizure in the paper, and she was our age. So then I thought, oh my gosh, is that another thing? You know, because we were looking up all these weird random things that happen to people in menopause that nobody's ever talked about. It is. Seizures can be associated with menopause due to hormonal fluctuations. It's actually called menopausal epilepsy.
Scary.
Yep, studies indicate that epilepsy beginning around the time of menopause is a significant issue and sometimes referred to as menopausal epilepsy. Although there are some women who have seizures around their menstrual cycle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd never heard that before.
Never heard of that. Catamenial epilepsy. Yeah. So there's that. That's also wonderful. Because it says other factors that can play into that are sleep disturbances and hot flashes. They can be seizure triggers, which I didn't know that. So whatever happens in your body that gives you a hot flash can be a trigger to give you a seizure.
I need to tell my husband then.
Yeah, he needs to
because I have quite a few at night.
And I'm throwing you might want off. Him to, like, just pay attention in case something... Or you could whack him and say, oh, I was having a seizure. Yeah. Sorry, I was having a seizure. I don't know. Sounds legit to me. So then, you know, I just start going down other rabbit holes. I've had this lymph node in my neck that has been swollen for 4 years. And now I have another friend who has a lymph node swollen in her neck. She's freaking out. And I'm like, it's okay. Because I looked it up. And that's another problem in menopause. Some women experience swollen lymph nodes because the drop in hormones causes your lymphatic system to slow down, which can cause clogged lymph nodes. Because when I went to my doctor about it, she was like, "Heh, yeah, let's go get ultrasound. Oh, yep, it's swollen." Every 6 months I go back to the doctor like, "Hey, this thing's still here." Yeah, it's okay. All right.
Okay. I don't know if I'd be okay with that. It's okay, but there's no reason why it's okay. She didn't tell you why it's okay. Just rest it's assured it's okay.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So apparently estrogen helps maintain fluid balance in your body. And its decline reduces your lymphatic contraction. Like your lymph system expands and contracts to get the bad stuff through your body.
Okay.
So that you can get rid of it, right? That actually decreases by 20% in menopause. So you end up with a sluggish system and you inflammation, like we talked about. Difficulty in managing weight because of this lymphatic slowdown. You could also get fluid retention, which I don't have a problem with that. I've never noticed my ankles or feet swell or any of that. Have you ever had any?
I have had a problem actually a few years ago where I woke up one morning and my ankle was swollen. And I was very nervous about it.
Was it you knew it was fluid or there was no injury?
I wasn't sure. I just said, I'm not going to work today and sat home with my feet up and then it
went away. Well, that had to be fluid then.
I don't know. It menopause. Freaked me out.
Well, yeah, it would freak you out. So, yeah. What can you do, I guess? Physical activity. Lymph massages. They do have massages where they specifically target your lymph nodes. Breathing and hydration. And that's really all they say. It's all you can do.
Well, I was wondering that about massage and the lymph nodes, because if it's clogged.
Yeah, there's like dry brushing. There's things you can do yourself.
Okay.
And I'm sure there are foods that you can eat that could stimulate that too. But maybe now that I'm taking these hormones, maybe that'll go away. Like, I would be really interested to see maybe 6-8 months from now or whatever, if it's gone. If it goes back down.
It's nice to know that things are coming out more and more about menopause. It's becoming more aware of the issues. And we have the resources that we have here. We have another, not just Infinity that we've been to, but we have another outlet, which we won't give you a name or associate this conversation with that outlet yet. But we are going to be talking to them as well.
I think next Monday or Tuesday we're meeting.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah, so yes. We're going to be getting some more information, figuring that out. We'll let you know next time.
It does seem there's some other platforms of social media that are geared towards menopause.
Yeah.
You know, our Fuck It, We're 50 name, as you call it, when we said we just didn't care about anything, there was a lot of truth to that. But this menopause thing has become such a part of our lives that it's become a focal point of our podcast right now at this point.
Right. And I think it's that we're bringing it to the forefront, not only in a lighthearted way, because some of the stuff you just, like, if you wrote a book about a woman, you couldn't even make it up.
Right.
Like, it's so funny. But also because not, we want people to know that you're not alone. Because we're going through it too. Or we know people who are going through it. And nobody talked about it.
Right.
Like, no, my parent, my mom never told me, hey, when you get to menopause, da-da-da-da-da is going to happen. My grandmother never told me that. Nobody ever told me. My doctors never even told me. Nobody told me.
Right.
Like, all this stuff that I'm finding out, that you and I are finding out, I'm finding out on my own.
Mm-hmm. And I have two younger brothers. I have no sisters. And my mom passed away at 62. And we weren't close up until her death. And so I don't know when she hit menopause. I found things in medical history when I was cleaning out her things after her passing, where I found some items which suggested that she was taking some medication for perimenopause.
Okay.
In her early 40s.
Okay.
And so I don't know. I don't even know when her last menstruation was.
But
so.
We just didn't talk about that.
No. Mm-mm. But I guess my point being, like, I just had nobody.
Right.
Nobody. That's, you should hear me around my girlfriends. Ange knows this. You know, us group of girls, like, when we get together, I talk about everything.
Everything.
Everything. No, I just, I have to let it out because I have nobody, no family relation to share it with.
It's okay. We're your sisters now. You can share with us now.
Right. But, yeah. Fun times.
So there's that. So we could do like a shit sandwich tonight. So we have funny good stuff, bad stuff, and now we can do funny good stuff, right?
Okay.
So we can do the segment of where in the world is Bev and Angie?
And
is that good?
Sure.
From Carmen San Diego. Remember that? Where in the world is Carmen San Diego? Okay. Nobody's going to hire me to sing for them. I'll tell you that much. No,
I'm just trying to figure out.
Did you ever watch that show?
No.
It was like pre-Dora Explorer. And there was like, I don't know.
That explains it.
Pre-Dora Explorer. Where are they? Where are they at now? And oh,
it was. Are we talking about when my oldest son was young?
Yes. It definitely was 90s.
Oh, he was a big Barney fan.
So was.
The Purple Dinosaur.
So were my kids. I love you. Yeah. Big Barney fans. And Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, all that stuff. So, I'm going to go through the analytics from our Facebook page.
Okay.
So, this is all the activity from our Facebook page, which right now we have 7,118 followers.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Pretty good.
We'll take it.
We'll take that. The age and gender, 95.4% women, 4.6% men. Surprising. Age ranges are I'll give you the biggest ones. 51% are ages 45 through 54. 41% are 55 through 64. And we have about 5% that are 65 and older. Top cities.
Okay.
Monty, Pennsylvania. It's number one by a landslide. But we are also in Indianapolis, Indiana, Louisville, Kentucky, New York City, and Phoenix, Arizona. Top countries are United States, the UK, Canada, Australia, and Ireland.
Okay, and now none of those countries were reflected on Spotify.
Well, correct? I do remember there? Canada.
Oh, was
United
Canada
States
on
and
there?
Canada. I don't think the UK, Australia, or Ireland were, but I remember Singapore. That's the only one I remember.
That's the only one I can remember,
I was like,
too.
That is really wacky.
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, I don't remember that being on Spotify. So that's our analytics just from our Facebook page, which, hey, I'll take that. So next, I'd like to do that. I'd like to do a segment of that every time. Just kind of see where we're at.
Okay.
What our reach is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's pretty good. We're getting there. I mean, 7,000 followers is not huge, but it's nothing to sneeze at, in my opinion.
Well,
my
I look humble at it this opinion. Way. You know, we enjoy doing this.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we have 7,000 followers or if we have 14,000 or 100,000.
Right.
We're not going to change anything because we enjoy
it.
Doing this.
It is fun. And I have talked you into doing a live taping. We just have to figure out where, when. And right. Amber said she would make merch.
She's hired.
We just have to figure out where. I want it to be like a very intimate, small intimate setting. Because there's probably going to be like 5 people that show up. Right. But either way, I think it would be fun.
Yeah.
I don't think we can get... we'll find some place to do it when the weather gets nice.
Yes.
So there's that.
Okay. Before we finish up, we started putting some photos, attaching some photos to a couple of the past podcasts since I've learned to do that now.
So you click on the link, like you're going to listen to that episode on the website.
Right.
And in there are pictures.
You will see pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just if anybody's curious, Singapore, just saying.
Yes, Singapore, shout out.
You want to see who we are?
Check our pictures out. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, and there's more pictures going to be coming out. That adds a little bit more fun to it, I think.
Yeah, I do like that. I really do like clicking in there and then seeing the pictures that correlate with that episode. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind. We're across all the platforms. If you go to our webpage, you can find our platforms between social media, Instagram.
So if you're not following us, make sure you do.
And as always, there's contact information too. So if you'd like us to speak about something specific, as we've often said, just let us know.
That's right. Bye, world. Till next time.
Take care.